This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like freedom. It is Bitcoin's birthday, the 9th anniversary of Bitcoin's coming into the world back in 2009. And
happened Capricorn.
January 3rd.
And slowly working its way to being in the 8-track tape of cryptocurrency.
The dial-up, didn't you call it the dial-up?
Yeah, the dial-up of crypto.
So we can talk more about the history. What happened? You know, where did Bitcoin come from? We can get back into that coming up here in moments. But your calls and thoughts come first. By the way, tonight it's Ian here.
Mike and Will.
Let's go to Ricky. He's on the line in Pennsylvania on Skype. Go ahead, Ricky.
What's the call of Pennsylvania there, brother Ian? Good evening.
What's on your mind there?
Well, today was in here talk about security here, and that kind of got me on my mind. If I'd like to chime in here on this little Intel problem.
Okay. The listeners for this that just tuned in, the last call said that there's a exploit in Intel processors that could allow an attacker to gain access to certain areas in the computer's RAM that normally they would not have access to, which could reveal certain information to them that could be very useful, like Bitcoin private keys, which they could then use to rob you. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, Intel has had this problem over and over. I've been running AMD for the past 17 years because our processors are better. Now, here's the thing. This is only a helper. This is by no means makes you safe, but here's one answer. One thing that you can do with this, now say for example you got to access your crypto, whether it be like for example with your hard drive, your hardware-based device, what you do is after you're done accessing it, now it's only a helper, what you need to do is do a shutdown. What's going to happen is then the computer's going to dump its memory and you want to start up from cold and start back up. Now the problem is where you become vulnerable. Because there are lots of people, especially businesses, who just never shut down their computer. You don't want to do a restart. You want to do a shutdown. You want it to dump its memory. Now, after it dumps...
I don't know if I believe that you know what you're talking about.
Well, I know one thing. Okay, here's an example.
Because I'm pretty sure the memory on a computer gets flushed during a restart just as much as during a shutdown.
Not necessarily, no.
No? That's what do you think, Mike?
I think it depends upon the software you're using.
Okay.
Software has nothing to do with it. You know, the fact is all operating systems are going to operate this way.
Yeah, but the operating system isn't operating once you restart the computer.
Right, but he has a point that in particular with RAM, okay, you're dealing with chips that are flashing signals to them, and so if the input to those is just cut, like, you know, pulling the plug, those chips can retain the information on those chips, and so you could theoretically read that data.
Even after being shut down?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. I didn't know.
Actually,
that's
incorrect. You need to really look up things. A restart save, shutdown dumps. It's not going to save anything. Anyways, that aside, you know, here's another example. Android.
Yeah, let's call that in dispute. Go ahead, Ricky.
Well, I mean, here's another thing. I mean, one of the things that I see with security is those things that's irresponsibly said. I'll give you an example of that. Now, I know you don't read anything I send to you.
No, but good Lord, no.
Sure,
I've got to do productive things.
Well, here's the thing. You come out on the air. I mean, there's a reason why I carry what I carry in a cell phone. Now, the fact of the matter is, you came out on the air and said openly, you're always bashing Microsoft. And the fact is, you said Microsoft put a backdoor in Skype.
I heard that. That's true. I heard that from, I think, Edward Snowden.
You know, well, here's the thing. Edward Snowden never said that. But one thing you might want to look at. Now, listen here, Brother Ian. See, I'm calling you misinformed. Now, here's why. See, Microsoft acquired Skype, and Microsoft said, hey, you know what? There's a backdoor in this. Microsoft patched it right after they got it.
Oh,
would you like me to?
Well,
yeah, would you like me to send you the links to it again so you can read it and then recap?
Well, here's a story from The Guardian from 2013. Microsoft handed the NSA access to encrypted messages. Skype worked to enable the NSA's PRISM program collecting video calls.
And that's outdated.
It's 2013. What has happened since then?
There was a report right after that. See, that was a false report. Microsoft,
I think you're full of it. You had said that Microsoft patched the problem. This was well after Microsoft had taken over Skype.
Actually, that's not correct either.
Yeah, what year did Microsoft purchase Skype?
It was it was right around that time. Now, fact inherited. I will send you the links. Now, here's another thing. Mm-hmm. You carry Android. Now, make mo to this. Everybody makes fun of me because I carry Windows Phone. Well, you know what?
Looks to me like Microsoft bought Skype in 2011, so you're wrong. It wasn't even close to 2013.
You're just
making crap up.
The deal didn't go through for years. Uh-huh. You don't know your history, Ian. Look at it. Don't laugh. I want to recap that on the air because it's irresponsible. You carry a phone that's filled with 60% of stolen Microsoft code. So
You're such a fanboy for Microsoft, man.
Battle against Google. Nobody knows what they actually got. There was a settlement after a decade. This suit could have broke Google. I don't know what they got. Nobody knows.
Uh-huh. So your claim is that Microsoft announcing they're buying Skype for $8.56 billion in mid-2011, you're claiming that deal didn't close for two more years?
It didn't close for quite a while, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, the fact of the matter is, it's been proven. You can even look at the company who put the back door in there and who they work for. Yeah. There's back doors to this day in OS X.
According to top secret documents obtained by The Guardian, which is much more highly renowned than Ricky in the Commonwealth, The Guardian says Microsoft has collaborated closely with U.S. intelligence services to allow users' communications to be intercepted, including helping the National Security Agency to circumvent the company's own encryption. So they gave the NSA a backdoor key to their encryption processes.
And Ian, as usual, you are reading something outdated. I will give you something that was soon after the Guardian article.
This is based on the secret documents that were smuggled out by Edward Snowden. So if you're trying to claim that, that was true of the old Microsoft, but now they're good guys.
Turned another
you're
leaf.
Full of it. Thanks for the call tonight. Nobody believes that crap. 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The documents show that Microsoft helped the NSA to circumvent its encryption to address concerns the agency would be unable to intercept web chats on the new Outlook.com portal. The agency already had pre-encryption stage access to email on Outlook.com, including Hotmail. The company worked with the FBI in the year of 2013 to allow the NSA easier access to via PRISM, which is one of the programs that the NSA was running to get all kinds of data on you, to its cloud storage service SkyDrive. So the company, again, gave the NSA special access to their cloud. And then also, Microsoft worked with the FBI's data intercept unit to, quote, understand, unquote, potential issues with a feature in Outlook.com that allows users to create email aliases. In July of last year, 9 months after Microsoft bought Skype, so again, he claimed it was in the process until 2013, but no, they had accomplished that a year prior to this news coming out. The NSA boasted that a new capability had tripled the amount of Skype video calls being collected through their PRISM tool. Material collected through PRISM is routinely shared with the FBI and CIA, with one NSA document describing the program as a team sport.
And not just our own intelligence services, but foreign intelligence services, particularly the British GCHQ, which is similar to the NSA, and they manage MI5 and MI6.
Since PRISM's existence became public, Microsoft and the other companies listed on their documents at the NSA as providers have denied all knowledge of the program and insisted the intelligence agencies do not have backdoors into their systems. So the question is, do you believe Edward Snowden and the secret documents he released that reveal all kinds of just outrageous information about the behavior of these intelligence agencies? Or do you believe the public relations crew and Ricky, the public relations group at Microsoft and Ricky in Pennsylvania? I mean, to me, that's a no-brainer.
Right.
Let's continue here. We got George in Jacksonville, Florida. George, are you listening on the radio?
Yeah, I am.
Really? All right. I didn't know we were on in Jacksonville. That is good to know. What were you calling about tonight?
So I actually wanted to get you guys' input on Eon, EOS.
I don't know anything about it, but I don't know about my co-host. Hang on, George. We're going to bring you back here in moments. It sounds like a cryptocurrency, but we'll continue here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash and get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here at 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Mike,
and Will.
As we continue here, making anarchy great again. That is the mission of Anarchapulco for 2018. It's coming up fast, February 15th through the 18th. That's where Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from on those days. And we'll look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be a great event. If it's anything like 2017's event, this one's going to be awesome. There were hundreds of people there in 2017 at beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. This year, they're moving the location to the Princess Resort, which is right there on the beach. Very, very lovely location. I actually happened to go to that location in the last year just because the lady I went to wanted to go and check out the beach. And so the hotel chain that owns these hotels, they'll shuttle you from one hotel to the next. And this is a very, very nice hotel. You're going to enjoy seeing some great speakers like Ron Paul, the keynote address, plus others, including G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Ver, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Carrie Wedler, Vit Yedlaika, and Sterling Lujan, plus live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and more. It's all happening at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico, February 15th through the 18th. We'll be there. Hope to see you there. And don't forget to use code FTL when you go and get your tickets online at anarchapulco.com. You can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you will get 10% off of the regular ticket price. I do not believe that gets you a discount on most of the extra tickets, because there's other things that are happening at around that time frame that are related to Anarchapulco, but they're not included in the main ticket price, like their Change Media University with Luke Radowski, their Amazonian Ceremony events, the Health and Wellness Retreat, and more. You can go and get all the details and get signed up over at anarchapulco.com. Don't forget to use code FTL to get 10% off your regular ticket price. And by the way, the regular tickets do include access to Cryptopulco, which will be the final day of the event on February 18th. So again, February 15th through the 18th. That's coming up in 6 weeks or so. So we're getting close. Once again, it's anarchapulco.com. We'll see you there as we go back to George in Jacksonville. Or I guess it turns out, George, you're actually not in Jacksonville. You're on the road somewhere in Georgia listening to us on a radio station that we don't know which one it is. So I wish I could figure it out, but it turns out that you don't actually know where you are. Is that right?
Yeah. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight. So you had asked us about is it a cryptocurrency, EOS?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I hadn't heard about it, really, but, Mike, you did some digging there during the break.
Yeah, I just scanned through their white paper. It's an interesting coin.
Is it a coin or a token? Because I see they've got a token on the Ethereum blockchain.
Yeah, the token was for their crowd sale to raise capital.
To make their own coin?
Yeah, and so they're developing the EOS blockchain essentially as a platform for creating distributed applications. And they're
That different from Ethereum? Isn't that what they do?
Similar, and but still different. And the interesting thing is they're using a delegated proof-of-stake algorithm, it's really fast. I mean, there's a new block generated every 3 seconds.
Wow. All
so, right. And they've got an interesting way of dealing with minority blocks that informs people trying to transact whether their transaction is going to go through within like 9 seconds. So it's really got a great scalability design to it, at least. From what they're saying.
So you're saying you're interested, and based on what you've seen so far from this.
Yeah.
Well, what about you, George? I mean, is there a way to explain what this is to the average listener that doesn't know anything about blockchain technology?
Yeah, so, I mean, you guys actually hit on a lot of really good salient points. The big thing is the delegated proof-of-stake algo that they use is super quick, and one of the comparisons that I've seen when you're looking at them versus, say, something like Ethereum is that the Ethereum blockchain, for whatever reason, is considered a single-threaded blockchain. Just like a normal CP.
It's basically like a chain where you have block after block after block after block.
Okay.
And it's
in
single
order.
Continuous order.
In order.
Exactly. Yeah. So just like a normal CPU can do serial computations very well, it can work on one problem that's very complex for a long time and do it very quickly. But CPUs are not very good at parallel. parallel computation, doing a lot of simple problems simultaneously. And
yeah,
that's why
multi-threading.
Multi-threading. And that's what GPUs do that CPUs do not do. And so EOS, or the way that their delegated proof of stake algorithm is going to work in their final product, is a parallel threaded system where they're going to have multiple threads running through independent nodes and block producers that should allow the eventual blockchain, their mainnet, to be significantly faster than anything that we've ever seen.
So it could be that what you're saying is this could be the Ethereum killer. Ethereum right now is the number three cryptocurrency if you rank by market cap. It's been very, very popular. It actually blew up at the end of 2017 with the CryptoKitties application. That
it's now nearly $1,000.
It's record high.
Yeah.
Record high. So, I mean, a lot of people are putting a lot of hope behind Ethereum. You're saying this may be the killer unless the Ethereum people take the same concept and adopt it to their network, because all this stuff is usually open source.
Right.
So one group can apply a good idea from another cryptocurrency to theirs if they feel like it. So, George, have you purchased some of this EOS, or are you still in the investigation phase?
Yeah, so full disclosure, I have purchased a significant amount of EOS just because I believe in the product that they're making. Really what caught my eye initially was just the structure of their ICO. So the way that it's structured is they have 365 days where every single day they're doing an ICO, and you input however many ETH that you want to contribute, and however many ETH that are contributed in that 24-hour period determines how many tokens you get for each ETH that you submit. So
ETH is Ether. That's the shorthand for Ethereum, the cryptocurrency. So you actually have to put Ethereum into this initial coin offering, which is what ICO stands for. You put this Ethereum into this initial coin offering, and then in return for the Ethereum, you get some amount of these tokens that are the EOS tokens that they're giving out to try to fund the creation of the thing that they want to make.
And presumably those tokens will then play some role within the EOS ecosystem, kind of like gas does in the Ethereum.
But those tokens exist on the Ethereum blockchain.
Yes, and that's, you've got something, basically people are using the Ethereum blockchain to bootstrap their own technologies, which are deriving from that.
George, thanks for calling in tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Drive safe out there, and thank you again. The toll-free number here is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The EOS token is ranked at number 13 right now in the world by market cap, according to CoinMarketCap.com, which right now says there are $761 billion worth of cryptocurrencies in the world. We can take your calls about anything that's on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here on Free Talk Live. We got more on the way. It's Bitcoin's birthday, 9 years old today. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in and join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Blink Home Security System can be yours. You can get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one security camera at blinkprotect.com/FTL. Why do you want the Blink system? Because it's easy, and you don't have to hire a professional to do the install. It is a wireless camera system. There's no wires to the cameras. There's only one power cable for the hub. You plug in the hub, you pop the batteries in the cameras, you set it all up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device like a smartphone or a tablet, and you're literally done within moments. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to get yours. That's BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Like Free Talk Live. We've been talking about cryptocurrency throughout most of the show here tonight. It is Bitcoin's birthday, and we were sharing with you. Yeah, 9 years old today. It has changed the world for the better because it is the world's first cryptocurrency, the world's first decentralized, distributed cryptocurrency that now there are over 1,300 competitors to Bitcoin. If you go to coinmarketcap.com, the total market cap of all those cryptocurrencies together is over $750 billion.
And it's just a start.
Yeah, because just a few months ago, it was $200 billion.
Yep.
In November.
Yeah. I literally just bought like 12 different kinds of cryptocurrency in the course of the last couple of hours.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's all thanks to Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever that is, and their creation of this back in 2009. Now, back to the story here that we started tonight from news.bitcoin.com, looking at the history of cryptocurrency and the impact that it has had, talking about here how money, a main measure of wealth, had been nationalized and tethered to instruments of coercion and force, which is what the government does. They use the money that they print to bomb innocent people in other countries. And if you're in cryptocurrency, you are no longer supporting that centralized form of money. The more money that you can take, the more fiat dollars, the more government monies that you can take out and put it into cryptocurrency, exchange one for the other, the less responsible you are for any bombs that that get dropped on innocent people around the world. They say here that Bitcoin or something like it might be an answer. Despite previous attempts at competing currencies to government money, there was always a central point of failure, which you talked about earlier, Mike, with e-gold or the Liberty Dollar.
Yeah, if you got metal lying around, it's something the government can come and grab.
Or if it's a corporation or a company that created the thing, then that's a location the government can come to and steal the computers from and arrest the individuals who are involved, which is why Satoshi wants to remain anonymous, I imagine, because he or she or they knew that they would be targeted. They point out here that digital cash companies had offices, a creator, or a head, and were intimidated out of existence. Still others were litigiously hammered by government minders, dragging proponents into court and threatening their livelihoods with jail time. Hard-coded into its origin and open source, Bitcoin could be run by anyone. In fact, the more people who run the software, the better. The more nodes in existence, the less points at which the network can be shut down. And there are thousands of nodes in the Bitcoin system, so it's impossible for the governments. Even if the governments of the world worked in tandem at the same moment all across the world to try to shut this network down, it would be an impossibility because there's just so many of these nodes, and some of them can be obscured by, you know, things like VPNs and other setups to where you don't know exactly where their location is in the first place.
Well, the best that they can really do is to destroy people's trust in it by manipulations. And, you know, if they're seizing people's wallets as they come through borders, or
yep.
they, if they're able to seize a significant fraction of it, just as with the 51% problem with mining, if you have too many people in a single pool mining Bitcoin, they could theoretically introduce bad transactions and counterfeit transactions into it. The same thing as if the government seizes enough Bitcoin, they could then become a market maker and manipulate prices not only to accumulate more Bitcoin, they could use it to destroy people's trust in it and to steal the wealth that they've built up in it.
Yeah. So far, what they've done when they get their hands on Bitcoin is they turn it over and sell it as quickly as they can. So when they took Ross Ulbricht's Bitcoins right. from the Silk Road, they just flipped that and sold it. Had they held on to it and then sold it, it would have gone up tremendously.
But we've seen major banks who are hand-in-hand with the government, like J.P. Morgan,
yep.
after Jamie Dimon's attacks on Bitcoin in the press, J.P. Morgan turned around and was
Bitcoin.
Buying Bitcoin when its yep. price was depressed. So they do already, as it is, they're manipulating the price of Bitcoin.
Well, I mean, they're trying to, but Bitcoin's pretty big on the global scene. I mean, if you want to manipulate something, it's going to be easier to manipulate one of the smaller currencies.
But compared to world currencies, I mean, someone as big as George Soros, who is just an individual, has been able to take down national currencies before. So in reverse, it shouldn't be that hard for a government like the U.S., like the Federal Reserve.
So are you saying that people should stay away from Bitcoin because the government could take it down?
Just be, keep your Bitcoin secure. Don't trust central reserves.
But I mean, isn't what you're saying fear, uncertainty, and doubt here, suggesting that, oh my God, if these big money men come in and manipulate Bitcoin, it's
all
over?
Well, this is where we get into things like the situation with Ripple that we were talking about earlier, where a lot of people are looking at Ripple, where a huge amount of the Ripple being purchased now is being purchased not with fiat, but with Bitcoin and Ethereum. So it's seen as a scheme for the banks, which are involved in Ripple, to acquire.
But that's more of a sneaky long-term plan for them to acquire.
But at some point, they'll acquire enough where they become the market makers. Mm-hmm. So, it's something where you need to be aware of, and if that comes to fruition, and I'm not saying it will.
How would you ever know?
Well, you can see, look at where those.
It would be if somebody dumped a bunch of Bitcoin onto the market, right? To try to crash.
Right,
the,
but you could also, all the blockchains are transparent, so you know where which wallets the Bitcoins are going to that are buying Ripple.
Right.
So then you can say, you know, they've got this Bitcoin, and as long as you know that that Bitcoin is in that wallet, and you can do that by auditing the blockchain at any time, then you know who has that market power.
But you don't know who it is, because the even though you know where it is and you know which address it is, you don't know who's holding that wallet.
If,
you don't know
who is in charge of it. That's going through Ripple still. That, you know, Ripple has their exchange, and as long as it's going through there, then you know.
You can presume that they have it.
Well,
right?
If someone has $50 billion in Bitcoin that they've acquired through Ripple, odds are it's a major bank or Ripple corporation.
So I, you know, I'm not a investor. I don't know how all this stuff works, but it would seem to me that the big fear here is that these big banks or governments would acquire a bunch of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin in this case, and then the idea is they would just sell it to crash the price. But wouldn't that just be a buying opportunity for a bunch of people?
It would be, except for smart people. The ruin. It would drive people out, just like the issue in the.
It would spook people.
You know, 15 years ago, when we were, you know, looking at the price of gold was only like, what, $250, $275 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is that J.P. Morgan and Barrick Gold were manipulating the price of gold and driving people out by ruining their trust in gold as an investment.
They did the same thing to silver a few years later. I've got friends of mine that they bought in during the first spike. The first time that I was like, you know what, I think that the bankers might be trying to manipulate the cost of Bitcoin. The first big spike and crash, and he bought in at the tail end and didn't hold and lost his hat.
Yeah.
And he is a...
You mean he bought in at the peak and didn't hold.
Okay. And I know quite a few people like that that are friends of mine online. And now, even with Bitcoin, you know, at $15,000 a coin, they are virulent.
They're still spooked.
They're not spooked. They're hateful.
They hate
Bitcoin. Bitcoin ruined their lives, and that's what the big bankers want. They want more of that. It's good for them to ruin people's lives. It's a good thing. It's positive for them, because if you ruin my life as a cryptocurrency user, then that leaves me with no alternative but who.
And, well, and I mean, to spread that FUD to others.
Look, I mean, for all the fear here about what the banks might could do, I got to say, cryptocurrency still seems to be the place to go, because
of course it is.
They're not in control of it.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown, not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want. Number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Mike, and Will.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We do have the Free Talk Live web forum over there at forum.freetalklive.com. Allows you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live hosts and listeners of the show. There's lots of different sub-forums there that aren't just about Free Talk Live. There's some cryptocurrency-related sub-forums and others about New Hampshire, liberty activism, and what it takes to move up here and join the movement of people from around the globe who care about liberty and who are concentrating their activism and their efforts in one place. So check it out over at forum.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes. Do we just have a former sheriff shot and killed in Colorado? That's what I was told.
Are you asking me what the news is in Colorado? Because I have no idea.
Well, you know what? I was told that. I was told that there were, a couple of days ago. So I thought maybe you knew more about it.
Google says that there's a gunman, gunman in deadly Colorado deputy shooting identified as Iraq War vet with a grudge against the sheriff. So one government guy killing another government guy.
That's kind of like gangbangers killing gangbangers.
But it was just one person killed or four person killed. But it was a white guy killing another white guy, right?
That appears to be that way. Yes, that's right.
So you know what?
Who the person shot who? Why does that is that relevant at all? Like, who cares?
Well, I think
a person shot a person.
Well, I think this is not like a racial motivated. This is more like we're going to have a civil war. This is like the beginnings of it. Like the Waco people wanted a civil war. And apparently
three other deputies were wounded in this case. Matthew Real, age 37, fired more than 100 rounds as he was holed up in his bedroom in his apartment in Highlands Ranch. And ultimately he was found dead at the scene. So apparently this dude had a problem with the cops and they went after him or something. I don't know. To me, if government people are killing one another, it's really hard for me to care.
Well, real.
We're headed for a civil war. That's what I'm telling you. There's
it's
like
not a civil war when the government's attacking each other.
Well, here's the thing: is this shooter was an army veteran who served briefly in Iraq, was not an active at that this point an active duty.
Yeah, yeah, but still, he was in the government.
Well,
so you got a government guy.
I mean, I'm a
veteran. Shooting other government
guys. Calling me a government guy isn't accurate either. So he had, according to this, he had actually run against the sheriff in the election for sheriff, and he was running as a libertarian. So,
oh boy.
So yeah.
So another gunman with the libertarian brand on him there. That's going to be great. Hey, Sarah, thanks for calling here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There's more here about that story, but I'd rather talk more about Bitcoin. So, again, it's Bitcoin's birthday today, 9 years old, and the folks over at news.bitcoin.com have a nice little piece kind of talking about the history of Bitcoin and what was its motivation in the first place. What was it that made it special? The fact that it was the first decentralized distributed cryptocurrency that puts the power of money into the hands of the individual rather than leaving it in the hands of banks and governments of the world. They say here that they capped the generation of Bitcoin at 21 million, meaning there will never be more than 21 million Bitcoin, unless, of course, the programmers decide to change that, which I suppose they could if they wanted to at some point. But
well, they could, but nobody would adopt that sort of a fork.
You don't think?
No, I mean, okay. none of the miners would accept it because the coin that they hold would drop in value.
Good point. So they said that could make it deflationary over time, and as far as anyone has been able to determine, all of this was done by one person until a little more than a year after creating and maintaining Bitcoin. He vanished, talking about Satoshi Nakamoto, the person we don't know even who it is, whether it is a he or not. But by either laws of self-preservation or wanting to obey the logic Bitcoin demanded, Satoshi Nakamoto's disappearing act meant the last limit to anti-fragility was lifted. No one was in control of Bitcoin. Because as you pointed out, Mike, the programmers, if they make a bad change to Bitcoin, if the miners don't like that change, they don't have to adopt it, which means that it's a sort of this decentralized process of change.
Right.
Change can happen, but it has to have a large number of approval.
And Satoshi's disappearance was sort of to prevent a sort of cult of personality from arising around him as being an
creator
for people to listen to. And you know, because whenever you have this sort of a situation where you have the founder is a major player in whatever movement, you wind up
people
with
follow
these
him.
Doctrinaire, orthodox people who say what so-and-so says is the law, no matter how unreasonable it might be. So by taking Satoshi out of the equation, it became much more of a community-governed process.
Without a patent, no incorporation to limit liability, no billionaire genius bankrolling the project, lacking a visionary CEO spouting words of wisdom, swanky marketing budgets are non-existent, and exactly no government backing, Bitcoin has managed to amass $250 billion worth of market capitalization in that 9 years. Combined with its spawn, the 1,000-plus alternative coins and variations on Bitcoin's theme are approaching $700 billion. This was when this was written. It's now over $750 billion in value. It's probably not out of the question to assume the trillion-dollar mark will be met in 2018. It's not out of the question to assume the trillion-dollar mark for all crypto is going to be met this month.
Yes.
At the rate that
I would not be surprised if it hit $10 trillion by the end of this year.
Oh, yeah. That could be a conservative estimate. If anything holds true as to what held true in 2017 with the tremendous increase in the last half of this year, if that continues to hold, which it may not, it might drop down and fall off a cliff. Right. You never know. But if it holds true, we're going to see more than $10 trillion, I think.
And, $1 trillion, then you're talking where the size of the crypto economy is, that of a number of nations.
It already is bigger than a lot of them, from what I understand. Yeah. And it's bigger than just Bitcoin's numbers are bigger than companies like Goldman Sachs now.
Yeah.
So often overlooked is the transfer of wealth. For sure, much of it could be chimera due to, ironically, the very same issue that gave it a reason to exist in the first place. Easy government money sloshing about, distorting valuations. Putting that aside for the moment, consider what Bitcoin could mean to millions who have just begun investing. Previously, all real money had been made. Slobs and regular Joes could open a brokerage account, be feed to death, and hope for beating inflation, maybe. Onboarding rules, taxes, regulations, all of it combined to insulate Wall Street from competition by ordinary people with a little cash. Bitcoin changed that, potentially. And this has happened for you recently, Will, where you took a little bit of money and invested it into cryptocurrencies, and you've been moving it around and moving it around, and you've been able to fund the Malik Center, the mosque that you opened, with basically day trading cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
Anyone, they say here, could receive or earn or buy Bitcoin, and the value of that token coin or payment system would rise and rise. Crashes? Sure. But its price resilience has ushered in a new era of wealth for a great number of people who never otherwise could have participated. Wall Street legacy money was initially kept out due to their regulatory burdens, their protecting of themselves, their arrogance, and natural sheep-like behavior. For maybe the first time in recorded financial history, small money was ahead of big money.
That's right.
The implications of Block Zero, which is, again, the first Bitcoin block that was mined 9 years ago today, go much further than the above. More remains to be written and studied, obviously, but taking a minute to appreciate participation in an honest-to-goodness historical moment might allow enthusiasts, veterans, and newbies alike to appreciate being active participants. And they're right here. I mean, the fact that Bitcoin has allowed a group of people who otherwise would never have been players in the world financial system to all of a sudden become the ones that the players are afraid of. Like, they don't want you to know it, but the reason why these big bankers are getting on television talking about how bad Bitcoin is because they're afraid of it. They're afraid of what decentralized currency means to their power.
Yep.
They know that it's possibly...
And that's indicative of where it's moving. I mean, what's that old saying of first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win.
That's the one. Yep.
So, you know...
They're fighting.
Yeah, they're fighting. And
we're winning.
Get some.
Get some.
Yep, there you go. It's not too late to start learning about these things. So check out Bitcoin.com. That's a great place to go and learn the basics. And then there's you can just go as deep into this world as you want to. I mean, there's just so it's so endless.
Absolutely.
You couldn't possibly learn all that you could possibly learn. It's just not even an option. So we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online between now and then over at freetalklive.com. And happy birthday, Bitcoin.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.